91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. 401 eastbound near Napanee is currently closed while the Special Investigations Unit conducts an investigation into a crash early this morning. At around 1:45 a.m., Napanee officers noticed a vehicle heading eastbound on the 401. Officers identified the female driver as being wanted by another police service in relation to an assault and theft that night. When the suspect fled the scene, she lost control, rolled her vehicle, and was ejected. She was rushed to Kingston General Hospital with serious injuries. It's unknown at this time when the highway will be reopened. The United Way of Quinte is dedicated to raising money and supporting nonprofit organizations within Hastings and Prince Edward County. Miller Reynolds has more.
Director of Community Engagement at the United Way of Quinte, Brandy Hodge, says there is a well-planned process to distribute the money that is raised.
It's distributed using a volunteer review process. So we have teams of volunteers who review every application that comes in for funding. And based on that review, there's recommendations made to our board of directors for final approval.
So far, the United Way of Quinte has raised about $250,000. They are determined to reach their goal of $1.6 million. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
The holiday ride program is off to a good start. Last week, over 270 cars were stopped by Central Hastings OPP. However, out of those stopped, only one Highway Traffic Act violation issued, and no roadside tests were issued. Members of the community are invited to attend the opening night of the Glass Box Showcase exhibit. The exhibit showcases the work of local artists and is curated by the students in conjunction with the Quinte Arts Council and the John M. Parrott Gallery. The gallery opens tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the Kente Building, room 2L50. The Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police would like to see crime prevention measures in an omnibus crime bill set to pass in Parliament tonight. Chief Dale McPhee says his group supports the bill because it deals with serious crimes. However, he points out that police can't arrest their way out of the problems facing the country. But Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says the time for talk is over and the time for action is now. Two more men are accusing the now-dead former Boston Red Sox clubhouse manager of sexually abusing them. Ed Donahue has more.
The two are asking for $5 million settlements from the Red Sox.
It's Penn State all over again.
Mitchell Garabedian is their lawyer. Charles Crawford says he was molested by Donald Fitzpatrick in the team's clubhouse when he was 16.
He then went to a private area where the abuse took place. I never spoke to anyone about it.
When the Red Sox, under previous ownership, learned of the allegations 20 years ago, Fitzpatrick was fired. He died in 2005. The team settled a lawsuit in 2003 involving seven people who said Fitzpatrick molested them. I'm Ed Donahue.
That's 91X to 303. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Wellington Dukes haven't lost in a month and won't look to start now. Their 10-game winning streak has moved them into second place in the OJHL's East Division, 1 point in front of the Cobourg Cougars. The Dukes are in Cobourg to face those Cougars in a big game tonight. Both teams are looking to keep pace with the first place Trenton Golden Hawks. Puck drop is at 7. The Toronto Maple Leafs are headed for the bright lights of New York to cure some road woes. 2 days after a tough loss to Boston, the Leafs will face the Rangers tonight. The Broadway Blue Shirts are one of the NHL's hottest teams, winning 8 of their last 10. Meanwhile, the Ottawa Senators are back home after 2 road losses as the Tampa Bay Lightning come to the nation's capital. Elsewhere, there should be plenty of fireworks as the two best teams in the Eastern Conference battle in Pittsburgh as the Boston Bruins are in town. And the Florida Panthers host the Washington Capitals and the Phoenix Coyotes travel to Chicago. Monday Night Football will feature two teams playing for pride and not much else. The 4-7 San Diego Chargers limp into Jacksonville on a 6-game losing streak to take on the 3-8 Jacksonville Jaguars. Mel Turner will make his debut as the Jags head coach. He takes the reins from Jack Del Rio, who was fired last week. Kickoff is set for 8:30. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91X Weather.
And 91X weather. Today, periods of rain. Temperature steady near 8. Tonight, periods of rain changing to periods of snow overnight with a risk of freezing rain. Low of 0. Tuesday, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Risk of freezing rain early in the morning and a high of plus 3. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud. Low minus 2 and a high of plus 1. It's 8 degrees and I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91XM. XFM News is next at 4.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.